It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Our teacher, Connie Stanfill, is here today with lesson number 50. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Amy. Here we're going to be studying in Genesis 34, and it's going to be about what happens to Leah's daughter, Dinah, and also how her brothers respond.
It's a very sad story. Why don't I start by reading the account? We'll break it up a little bit, and then Connie will teach. And it starts this way in Genesis 34, starting with verse 1. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to see the women of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamar the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her, he seized her and lay with her and humiliated her. And his soul was drawn to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. He loved the young woman and spoke tenderly to her. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this girl for my wife." Now Jacob heard that he had defiled his daughter Dinah, but his sons were with his livestock in the field, so Jacob held his peace until they came. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. The sons of Jacob had come in from the field as soon as they heard it, and the men were indignant and very, very angry because they had done an outrageous thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, for such a thing must not be done. But Hamor spoke with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him to be his wife. Make marriages with us. Give your daughters to us, and take our daughters for yourselves. You shall dwell with us, and the land shall be open to you. Dwell and trade in it, and get property in it." Shechem also said to her father and to the brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I will give. Ask for me for a great bride price as a gift as you will, and I will give whatever you say me. Only give me the young woman to be my wife." The sons of Jacob answered Shechem and his father Hamor deceitfully because he had defiled their sister Dinah. They said to them, "We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a disgrace to us. Only on this condition will we agree with you, that you will become as we are by every male among you being circumcised. Then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to ourselves, and we will dwell with you and become one people. But if you will not listen to us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and be gone."
So here we have an account of the interaction of Jacob's family with the people of the surrounding culture. And we've heard throughout Genesis that mostly the Canaanite peoples are wicked in that they do what they want. And this is definitely a case where one of the young men of the area, Shechem is his name actually, goes and actually rapes Dinah. And she had gone to visit the women of the land, which has a negative connotation because we find that term also used referring to Esau's wives, the ones that so vexed Isaac and Rebekah that they couldn't stand them. So there's an idea here that maybe this social interaction wasn't a good idea. We do see here in one verse she's called the daughter of Leah, but then when after she's been raped and Hamor, the father, comes and says, that his son would like this woman, this young girl, as his wife, we find that he goes to Jacob and she's called Jacob's daughter. Interestingly, Dinah's probably only about 14 right now, somewhere in there. She's a young woman. And we find, interestingly, it says that Jacob waited after he heard about this because his sons were in the field. And then we find out that Dinah's brothers, because those are the oldest boys in the family, it's the four oldest ones, come in probably. They find out they are extremely angry and very grieved about this because it's an outrageous thing, a disgraceful thing that's been done. And then we find that the Shechemites are trying to appease them and saying, "Well, let her be your wife, and we'll become one people. Really, we'll trade together. You can have our land. We'll intermarry. It'll all be just wonderful." And then it says in verse 13, the sons of Jacob answered them deceitfully. And here we find again this theme in Genesis, especially in Jacob's family, of not speaking truthfully. And it could even have the idea of treachery, because that's going to be what happens later on. And they propose actually a covenant with these people, which later on they don't keep. And it says it's the covenant of circumcision, where the men are to be circumcised as they are. But we need to remember that God established that covenant with Abraham and his descendants for them to be a people separated to God. And so it's really a misuse at best of the covenant to suggest this to people who have no intention of worshiping their God. Amy, if you'll just read Genesis 17, 9 to 10, it'll help us remember what God said to Abraham about that covenant.
All right. And God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring, after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised."
All right. So this was the proposal given to the Shechemites, and we're going to read the rest of the chapter here in Genesis, and it's going to tell us how they responded to that.
All right. We'll pick it up in verse 18. "Their words pleased Hamar and Hamar's son Shechem, and the young men did not delay to do the thing because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. Now he was the most honored of all his father's house. So Hamar and his son Shechem came to the gate of their city and spoke to the men of their city, saying, 'These men are at peace with us. Let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For behold, the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters as wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this condition will the men agree to dwell with us to become one people, when every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised. Will not their livestock, their property, and all their beasts be ours? Only let us agree with them, and they dwell with us.' And all who went out of the gate of the city listened to Hamar and his son Shechem, and every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of the city. On the third day, when they were sore, two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, took their swords and came against the city while it felt secure and killed all the males. They killed Hamar and his son Shechem with the sword and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went away. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their flocks and their herds, their donkeys, and whatever else was in the city and in the field. All their wealth, all their little ones and their wives, all that was in the houses, they captured and plundered. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, 'You have brought trouble on me by making me stink to the inhabitants of this land, the Canaanites and the Perizzites. My numbers are few, and if they gather themselves against me and attack me, I shall be destroyed, both I and my household.' But they said, 'Should he treat our sister like a prostitute?'"
All right, so here we have this account, a sad account, but interestingly enough, it's amazing that the Shechemites all agreed to circumcision, which is very painful, and we find in the midst of this reading, it told us they really had a reason of greed, because they wanted the land, or the property, and the livestock and all of Jacob, and so that this was one way to gain it. And then we also find that Simeon and Levi must have had some plan about this, because on the third day, when the men were barely able to move, they went in and killed everyone. And we know in Mosaic law that the avengement of one man's sin was to perhaps kill that one man, but not everyone in the whole city. So they went above and beyond what would be allowed by the law. And then we also find that their brothers joined them in plundering everything and taking it all off. And so bottom line is, what a huge mess, because now Jacob's family has just destroyed a whole community. And we find that Jacob's response seems to be mostly focused on him, but perhaps he understands God's promises and legacy, because he talks about how you've made me stink and all those things, and my name is bad. And we do know God is the one who's given the covenant promises, but we're already in such a royal mess that only God can save this one. And then we also find later on in Genesis that Simeon and Levi are going to be passed over for a birthright because of their anger and violence. And we do know in verse 31 that they were concerned about their honor of their sister, which we don't find Jacob talking about. But we have a family acting and reacting, and they're in a mess. And so we're going to have to see what God does next. Now, that will wrap up today's lesson. Please come tomorrow so we can find out what God does. And then find the notes on NaomiesTable.com.